So continuing on our march through new agents, I kind of miss the days when we could get CME programs funded on basal cell, because I always like to hear about Vismodegib and all the weird things that it did. But I see that hedgehog inhibition is being looked at in AML. There's an agent here, Glasdegib.
Yes.
What do we know about that?
So Glasdegib was tested in a phase one trial and then combined with chemotherapy in two fashions. So for the unfit elderly, it was randomized to the addition of low-dose cytarabine. Low-dose cytarabine, similar to the hypomethylating agents, although have fallen out of fashion in the United States, more common in Europe, have about a 10 to 15% remission rate by themselves. And the addition of Glasdegib, the smoothing inhibitor or hedgehog inhibitor, dramatically improved the outcome, improved the survival, in fact. So very exciting. That study is now being reduplicated with more modern or more custom therapy, that is the hypomethylating agents, azacitidine or decitabine. And then another part of the same study, but fit patients, were treated with the smoothing inhibitor and standard 3+7. And it was shown to be safe, but it was not a randomized study. So it was just a phase 1-2 study confirming safety, efficacy. And that data was presented in Madrid in June at the European Hematology Association by Jorge Cortez. And so there is a proposed randomized study adding this agent with 3+7 standard induction or in hypomethylating agents like azacitidine in patients who are unfit and older. And so we'll know, based on randomized data, whether or not this improves the outcome for either the fit or the unfit, depending upon the regimen. So very interesting molecule, and very exciting time to have all these drugs really starting to come and pan out.
So I don't know if you've actually used this agent in a trial, but I know with Vismodegib, one of the things that always fascinated me were these taste changes that happened. Do you know what happens with this agent?
It's similar, dysgeusia. You see that in standard induction chemotherapy, and it's going to be, you have to see based on the randomized study, what's the differences. Most patients expect it and their taste buds, you know, for the first couple weeks after they get induction therapy are really wiped out. And so I don't know that it's going to be a huge issue. I was part of the study. I didn't think it was a huge issue. We'll have to see when the randomized study, whether patients agree with that or not.